Hello, Mabel Louise. It's
Good
so nice.
morning, and I'm so glad to be with you. And
yes.
As Pat said, I'm rejoicing.
Mm-hmm.
It's so great. Everything's been nice and washed and cleaned over the weekend. Because in western Wisconsin, we had a wonderful rain, or should I say rains.
Yes.
Yeah, down south, they would say rain came down in buckets. Say, I hope you had an enjoyable Memorial Day weekend. Of course, we all miss the parades and the different Memorial Day services, but at least we're alive and we can talk to each other through media and even see each other with our cameras. We have so much. Aren't we spoiled? Oh, my goodness. Well, yes, I said rain came down in buckets. And it came up fast, and the sirens were sounding, and the wind was blowing. And really, there was some wind damage and power outage in nearby areas. But you know what? I went out on my front porch and watched it rain. And as I watched those raindrops fall, I began praising the Lord and thanking Him for His blessings of sending rain to water the crops, the grass, and the beautiful flowers. What a blessing. Then I asked myself this, how often do you praise the Lord for sending the rain? And then I asked myself, wonder how many listeners know, really, how to answer a child, what is rain? So, yes, I came in the afternoon, the late afternoon, and sat down and made a message from the encyclopedia and Google. I learned myself so I could share with you how what is rain. And if a child, well, your children or a child, should ask this question, what is rain? You probably would say, well, rain is water that falls out of the clouds in little drops. And you know what? That answer would be correct. But let me go into a little further detail. That answer would not explain why the clouds form and why they sometimes lose their moisture in the form of rain, or at other times be carried away by the winds without causing rain. Moisture is constantly being taken up into the air from the Earth's surface, especially from the warmer parts of the ocean. That process is called evaporation. The moisture, called water vapor, cannot be seen. It is mixed with other gases in the air and is carried upward by the wind. And once the air starts to rise, it will continue to do so until its temperature is the same as that of the air surrounding it. So when that temperature is equalized, the upward movement of that mass of air is halted. If the rising and cooling continues long enough, that air will become saturated. And if the air is then cooled below that point, it is said to have reached the dew point. When air reaches the dew point, some of the water vapor the air contains condenses into tiny particles of water. They're so fine that they might be called water dust. The water dust is known as clouds or fog, according to whether it is high in the air or near the surface of the earth. A still greater cooling of the air will cause those tiny cloud particles to unite into drops so large and so heavy that they fall to earth. did you know that thunderclouds each hold an average, now listen to this, 100,000 tons of water? Oh, my goodness. Or about 6 trillion raindrops. And just think, what if all of those tons of water would fall down in one time? We'd all be killed, wouldn't we? Yes. But isn't it pleasant when you're out in the rain and those drops fall on your face? So soft and so cleansing. They're wonderful. Well, after I read the encyclopedia, I hurried to the Bible, of course. And the Bible contains many verses concerning rainfall. To be exact, I counted in the concordance 90 verses that talks about rain. Did you know that? Yes. I found 4 references in the book of Job, which I thought were so good and special. You remember that Job had begun to question the Lord about his great losses and having such a hard time losing his family and all of his stock and all of his possessions. And on top of that, he was plagued with boils. Ouch. Well, as a result, God began to speak to Job and reminded him of his great creations. Let me read for you some of these references, especially the most in Job. Job 5th chapter says, I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause, which does great things and without number, who gives rain upon the earth and sends water upon the fields. And here's one for Job 28. God looks to the ends of the earth, and he sees under the whole heaven to make the weight for the winds, and he weighs the water by measure. When he made a decree for the rain and a way for the lightning of the thunder, then he saw it and declared it. He prepared it. Yea, he searched it out. And then here's one from Job 36. Behold, God is so great, and we know him not, neither can the number of his years be searched out. For he makes small drops of water. They pour down rain according to the vapor thereof, which the clouds drop and distill upon man abundantly. Also, can any understand the spreadings of the clouds or the noise of his tabernacle? Behold, he spreads his light upon it and covers the bottom of the sea. Remember that word, behold, from some of my messages? Reminding you again of what it means. It means it's amazing. Well, the Lord answered Job out of a whirlwind, and he said to Job, who has divided a water course for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder, to cause it to rain on the earth where no man is, on the wilderness, wherein there is no man to satisfy the desolate and waste ground, and to cause the bud of the tender herb to spring forth? Has the rain a father, or who has begotten the drops of dew? And of course, that is our wonderful Lord. And then the psalmist said, for I know that the Lord is so great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that he did in heaven and in the earth, in the seas, and all the deep places. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes light nights for the rain. He brings out the wind out of his treasuries. Well, I just want to close the broadcast with this. Praise ye the Lord today with me. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him and all of his angels. Praise him and all of his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all the stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and the waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and it was all created. Praise his name forever. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Well, my prayer for you today is that your heart and my heart will be stirred to thank and praise the Lord for the rain that he sends to water the earth. Yes, it's a gift from God. Are we grateful, or do we take it for granted? Just maybe, with some of you out there, maybe my message today will stir your heart to give thanks for the rain, and that you appreciate every little drop. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.